right, Gilberto, everyone, we'll begin. Are continuing. Last time we had in Halacha Tes, Zevi was the guy who was a bad credit risk, and Yonah still had to lend him the money, even though he's a bad guy. If Zevi has collateral, Zevi can give him his iPhone or a laptop or whatever, then he has to lend it to him, even though he's the horror person who doesn't deal with other people's money well. He's a big kiddish that we discussed. All right, now let's go to Halacha Yud, another very interesting halacha. I'm hoping you understand that we can keep learning these halachas and learn Musar from these halachas. That's my goal. It's not going to be so easy, I see, as we go weiter, but I'm going to keep trying to squeeze out some interesting yesodos for us to learn. Yes, it's working. The problem is that this string is knocking my yarmulke if I get too close to the microphone. So maybe I'll run the whole thing forward and that'll work. There we go. Okay, how's that better? Okay, good. Excellent, much better. So let's go to Halacha Yud. In Ba Shimon Etzel Rumpe, comes Zevi over to Yonah. Ba'amar Lo, and Zevi says, Albani Monday, lend me $100. About Teda, but you should know, I will not make the payment in one payment. Can't do it. You don't have to hold it. Let the string go. That's good. I've gotten past it. Good. I cannot make a one lump sum return payment, says Zevi to Yonah. He me'at ma'at. I need a payment plan. Did we do this already? No. We did this whole halacha. Okay, so let's. Okay, so now we'll go into the sources also. Eino machuiv lahalvos lo ba'ofen zed mitzad adin. Mitzad adin, halachically, if Yonah's not obligated to lend Zevi the money. Why? Because he's going to get it back piece by piece. And says the Netziv HaChesed, that if Yonah needs to make an investment with that money, he lent Zevi $1,000, and now Zevi's going to pay him back $20 a week, right? Even if it's going to finish before the ending day, before the time he has to pay, meaning to say, Zevi's going to start paying early, we're going to see. And only at the due date, Yonah's going to receive all the money at the end of the payment plan. So the payment plan is going to end when Yonah needs the money. Lichora. Still, he doesn't have to take the money piece by piece because Yonah won't be able to invest the money. Yonah needs $1,000 to make an investment. He cannot invest 10 shekels at a time, $20 at a time. So for him to collect the money piece by piece is a damage to him. And therefore, Yonah doesn't have to make the payment. We're going to go into a little more. Let's go right down inside. Downstairs into Netiv HaChesed Tesfav. Okay? Why is Yonah not obligated? The Yachol Yoslo Hefsed Al Yedei Zeh. Yonah can lose money now. Mishum Shiyotzi Hamalos Letzlo La'Acherim Be'er Yachol La'Arviyach Behem. He's not going to be able to make a profit with this small change. Be'u Gemar Be'bav Metzia. Ayin Zamer Amud Beis. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now, some guy who borrowed, this is Zevi, Haiman is Zevi, who borrowed 1,000 zuz from Yonah, who pare zuze zuze, and Zevi made the payment plan one zuz at a time. Piron Habet, he paid him off. Ella the Isle Taromes Alvai. He has Yonah Taromes, he has the gripes. He can have legal rights to be angry at Zevi. Haromes is a unique thing where you have a heter to be upset at somebody. Halachic heter. Haromes, you're not allowed to be angry at somebody, stop. But if the halacha paskins it, you're allowed to have taromes on a person, you have a right to bear a grudge. So Ziona is allowed to bear a grudge against Zevi for the payment, even though he paid it in full, but it was one zuz at a time. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, from here, since you're allowed to have taromes on the guy who pays you back in a payment plan, for sure you don't have to lend the guy in Chatila when he offers you such a deal. When Zevi says to the Chatila, I'm going to make a payment plan, did you just walk in? Yes.
No, I went to Swan.
Huh?
I went to Swan, the sound of that.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question? You just walked in, I'm going to let you ask a question.
Is Yon allowed to be upset at Zevi, even if Zevi said the Chatila, I want to make a payment plan?
No,
so,
of course
so
not.
Only when he changes it after it's been
left. Right, but so the Chassid says, Kol Shekein, I don't have to accept such a payment plan with the Chatzila when I'm lending the money. I don't have to say, once every other, I can only pay one zuz a week. If he's allowed to have taromis, I don't know if he changes it, for sure he doesn't have to accept that deal from the outset. And the owner can say, I'm not lending you the money. And he didn't do an Averu. Mitzad Adin. Okay, he's allowed to deny. Now, okay, he's going to go into all the shittas in the Shulchan Aruch about whether or not there's a machlokes to do. There's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch whether or not the lender can, when Yona can force Zevi to pay not by payment, but the end, can Zevi get away with paying one zuz a week? There's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch versus the shop whether or not Yona can say, no, you're paying me all up front in one shot. I don't want it. I don't want it one shekel at a time. And Yonah said to get away with it. He's saying from all of that, it's clear that the notion of one shekel at a time, and this also extends to Rabbi Krieger's question that he asked me, what happened after the shir? What happens if the guy you know Zevi, Yonah knows that Zevi, the borrower, is never going to pay back on time? He knows that he's going to pay, but it's going to take a long time till he gets it out of him. Zevi's a straight guy, he's not going to be a liar, but he can't be on time. That's sort of a Krieger's question. So from here it's clear, if Yona needs the money by a certain date, he only has a few months to lend it to Zevi, and you know that Zevi's going to be late, he's always late. I made this joke once, right? Okay, so it's coming back to me. Okay. Then you see that for sure Yonah doesn't have to lend the money to Zevi under such situations. But one interesting point that Chafetz Chaim says at the end of this long bear rhyme, Netiva Chesed, he says that if Yonah is a heter iska lender, you know, let's assume Yonah his job is, but how he makes money all day is he lends people with ribbis. But ribbis, that's his daraisa. But you have this Heder Iska deal, which we won't get into now, but it's a Darabanan loophole to an order that allows you to lend money and collect ribbis from a Jew. Okay, let's just say it that way. It's some halachic loophole. Some poskim are very against the whole notion of a Heder Iska. But let's assume you have a Heder to do the Heder Iska. You're doing the Heder Iska. And Yonah, that's what he does, how he makes his money. So says the Chafetz Chaim, in that case, since Yonah anyway is just doing a heter iska with everybody, if Zevi pays him back one zuz a week, he'll just put it in and lend it out to some other guy. He's not buying into a company. He's a heter iska guy. You know, they borrow and he charges 2%, 5%, whatever it is. In that case, maybe you'll be obligated to make the loan. That's what he says at the end. But that's not so much for us. The idea here is that if lump sum is yes.
So if he's going to make the payment on time, then he's starting to pay back early. And even if Yonah's business is investing in other companies, what's going to be the difference? If by the 20th of July, then Yonah's going to get his money if he doesn't do a payment plan, and he's going to get it when he does get a payment plan, then why not payment now? How's Yonah losing out?
Does anybody know what he said? Go ahead. Don't motion take to please. Know what he said.
If Zevi pays him piecemeal,
pays piecemeal to Yonah.
Starts paying back before the loan is due, and the loan is completely paid back by the due date.
Right.
So they'll say that there's no enough to pay it back in full on the due date.
Well, okay, let's go in. You want to go into the Netiva Chesed? We'll do it. Fine. Here we go. Minir. Okay, hold on. Mitzad Adin. Let's go to Tes Zayin in Netiva Chesed. We're going to answer Yehuda Aryan's question. Mitzad Adin, you don't have to lend the money. Says the Tiva Chesed Tesai. Dahainu, afilu im Ruven. Ruven is Yonah. Remember. Midrash says she ifro lo Shimon amos biyachad berosh chodesh Nisan. Everything is going to be paid on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Yonah. Okay. And Zevi who is Shimon meishiv she'enu yachol lahatzik amos etzlo. Ben yotziem ba'otzosav. Zevi says, listen, you don't understand. If I have to hold on to the one zuz a week and put it in my house, it's going to be spent. It's going to disappear by Rosh Chodesh. Al-Kain, who wrote, said, La-Hakdim, this is Zevi's case, he wants to pay in advance, with from Me'at Me'at, he wants to pay Yonah one zuz a week early, V'yushlam HaPiron on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Yonah's going to have all the money by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He's going to get it for 100 weeks before. Understand? One zuz a week. Because she came, Shimon wrote, both of those cases, Vadai Eno Mechuye Bahalboslo, Kevon Shehud Sarek Alamalos Berosh Chodesh Nisan. So now, the question is, what is the problem for Yonah? He's going to get all, in one of the cases, he's getting all the money by Rosh Chodesh Nisan in a prepayment plan. One shekel a week from Tishrei, yeah, all the months, he's going to get the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You don't have to do it. Why? Because the idea is that he's going to lose because he can't invest it in one shot. You're expecting Yonah to put it in his piggy bank. And then a Rosh Chodesh Nisan to have everything ready, and then they go spend it on a naked investment. But he's not going to do that. He can't control his spending so much. He wants to, he gave 1,000, he wants to get back 1,000. If he gets back 1,111 over 1,000, even though it's coming before the due date, that's going to mess up his business structure.
He's not going to be getting the money in the other case, in the regular case where he would be having, that is not going to.
He's going to get 1,001 Rosh Chodesh.
So have 1,001 Rosh Chodesh either way, correct?
But the first, do you understand the difference?
I understand that it's more tirucha for Yonah.
It's not more tirucha.
I don't understand how he's losing money.
He's losing because he can't invest it as he gets it. It's sitting there.
But he can't invest it if he gets in one shot on Rosh Chodesh. He can only invest it on
Rosh Chodesh. Right, but beforehand he can't.
Okay, I understand it. And if he gets on a payment plan, either on a payment plan or without a payment plan,
yes,
he's going to be able to invest on Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
So what's the problem if he doesn't do it?
I answer. Because Yonah is not going to be able to have that money safe. It's going to be spent and used in drips and drabs. That right there is what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. Cannot control his wife. He's going to come and take the money. He's never going to get anything. The two shekels here, the kids need a haircut from Tubi. They're going to spend, everybody's going to take the money from him. He can't hold money in his pocket. It's Emes. It's not Stam we're talking here. This is life. Get ready. Let's continue. Okay? Next law. Except if you want to do Achva and Ahava with Zevi and you love him, Minadin, Yonah doesn't have to lend him a payment plan deal. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do to let him have it. And the Vilna Gaon brings a proof. Let's go to Yitzayin. Ava. It's a Gemara in order of Zara Daf Dalit. Mashal l'shnei bnei adam. Two people. Echad oavo, but echad sono. This is a Gemara. You have two people who borrow money from Yonah, David Aronson and Zevi. David he loves, Zevi he hates. Me'ovo from Me'at. From the guy he loves, this is the Gemara talking. He's going to let David have a payment plan, one coffee a day to pay off the debt. He doesn't care because he loves him, so it's okay. B'misono nifr bebasachas. When it comes to your enemies, you want all the money in one shot. You don't want a payment plan. But he's saying in the Gemara, is even and afilu la'achar he gives mana piraon. And this Gemara, when Azara is talking, that if you love the guy, you can even let him do it after the date of the payment date. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're going to let Aronson have a payment plan because you love him. That's a Gemara. So mitzad adin. By the way, just think about that for a second. If you love somebody, you're going to do it. You don't care. You're going to let him have the payment plans. It's a Gemara also telling you that there are two two masulim, two different avenues, the way you do business. And there's nothing wrong with it, if you think about it. I mean, maybe top business, the Chafetz Chaim is asking here, that if you don't love the guy, sorry, Zevi, you don't have to make the deal. You don't have to hurt yourself. But really, if you thought about it, says the Chafetz Chaim, if you really want to do some Musa work here, you'll know that if it was that wasn't Zevi and it was David, you would do it in a second. You know, that's the Gemara's psychological insight over here. Even if it's if David's going to be late and just start paying the zuz on the payment day, you're still going to give it to him. Think about that. The truth is, my kids always yell at me when I do business with someone that I'm friends with because I always looks like I get the shorter end of the stick. But it's not true. Not true. Not true. Definitely not. They always get mad at me when they hear that I did some deal with somebody. Meanwhile, okay, let's keep going. Yeah. Let's continue now. Upstairs. In Yud Aleph. This is a big one that I'm sure a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't, probably don't know this law. In Yiftiach Yisrael, you promise, just a promise, to lend to a Jewish man, lahalvoso sachma, a certain amount, you're going to lend him an amount of money. You promise. Yizayir mihatzaro. You better be careful not to retract that promise. Don't do it. That's just like any Kabbalah, an acceptance upon yourself to do a mitzvah. The kind of under your day, a generation gimel, seif beis. What's the law over there? It's usher to choser on a Kabbalah that you made to do a mitzvah. It's a neder, it turns into a neder. The usher lasav of a chesed. Okay, so let's go downstairs now to your test. See what's going on here. I'm Beran ben Adarim b'Achesam Aleph. The Dibur Matzkel Alav La'ashim Shekhat Hashem. The Kabbalah ba'Alma. Just saying, I'm going to make a loan to my friend. If that's a mitzvah, the Dvar Mitzvah Mahanya. It's Mahani. It's effective to turn that Kabbalah into a full-blown nether. You made a nether. Do give the mind the arena the Kabbalah. So in other words, you promise to give staka that pasha. If you promise that you're going to give staka to the yeshiva, and you can't change your mind, it's too late. It's a neder. You have to go to get your neder undone. Hataras nedarim. You have to do it. You can just get out of it. It's a mitzvah. You said I'm going to do it. The Kabbalah is in. Midoraisa. Not a joke. Okay. So he wants to say, the Chafetz Chaim, he's going to try to prove this now, that a loan, promising to lend money to your friend equals a mitzvah, which we've seen is a mitzvah d'oraisa in Kesed Talpin. It's a mitzvah to a ani. The question is, does that apply to any Jew? Any Jew that I promise to lend money to is not poor and destitute. I promise to lend a rich guy money. Is that also a mitzvah that turns into a neder and I can't back out? That's what we're going to discuss now. V'hu adi lechol davar mitzvah. Any mitzvah that you take upon yourself, and don't say bli neder, but people think it's a joke. For the seminary girl, bli neder, bli neder. No, if you don't say that, those words, you now have a neder on your head if it's a mitzvah, right? Hey, mitzvah, be your desk, and raise your gimel, sit base, I'll go. Yeah. I'll say, oh, this is a good kasha. You can ask a good kasha himself now. Alma miha de baba mitzia dafzani tet. The Gemara says, regarding a new case, let's switch Yonah and Zevi to two new people here. We'll go Nathan Abramson and Rabbi Burke. Nathan Abramson has an axe. Avram Burke wants to borrow the axe. Over there, the Gemara in the Baba Mitzia Da'at Tani Tes discusses that if he was Baka, if Avram Rabbi Burke used the axe and chopped some wood, Baka, he chopped with it and makes Kenyan. He did Meshika, the Kenyan Meshika, and now it's his. He borrowed, he's a shoel, he's a borrower. Lo Mati Hadar Be Mashil. At that point, once Rabbi Burke chops with the axe. Then and only then does the does Nathan Abramson is no longer allowed to retract his offer. Lo baka, if Rabbi Burke still didn't use the axe, Matzi Hadar Ben Mashiel, the lender is allowed to back out. So Lechor, this looks like a kasha on the Huffet side. What do you mean you have to use the axe in order to be usher to retract? But once you make a Kabbalah that you're going to lend the axe to Rabbi Burke, that Kabbalah turns into a neder and you can't back out of it. So how can the Gemara, how can I say that once you make a Kabbalah to lend, a promise to lend, it's irretractable when we see the Gemara of Mitzvah regarding the axe? You can retract until the guy actually uses it, the lender. Doesn't have to lend, you can back out. As the Netiva Chesed, Al Sheilas Kehlem, a mitzvah's asim yuchedet. Lending a object as opposed to cash is not a full blown. This is the first of many terutz he's going to give. He's stuck over here. Definitely stuck. It's not the same level mitzvah as lending money. Money, we have a pasuk in the Torah that says lending money is a mitzvah's asim. Lending kalim and things like that, objects, is not such a full blown mitzvah. And therefore, she'en kein ba'alvas mos. It's when you lend cash, it's a much bigger mitzvah. Omnam kashali, he says, I got a bigger problem. Bichoshin mishpat. Simen lamentes if yud zayin ayin sham ubatur. So what happened here? The case is now a new case. Zevi walks in, he's the borrower, with a shtar written by Yonah. Not only did he promise that he's going to lend Zevi money, they wrote up a shtar. They never did the transaction. That's why Zevi still has the shtar in his hand. They wrote it up. Everything was clear that from that case that Zevi walks in. And what's the law? The law is machlokes in the poskim, whether or not in that case where Zevi's holding a shtar that you wrote and you admit it. I wrote the shtar, I changed my mind. I'm not lending the money, I changed my mind. The question is whether or not he has to honor that contract. And you have a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch on whether or not you have to do that. So says the Chafetz Chaim, this is a real kasha. He says, I just said that the second that Yonah promises Zevi to lend him money, that he's got to do it, mitam neder, because it's a Kabbalah to do it bar mitzvah. And that mitzvah turns into a neder that you can't get out of, no matter what. And here we see that it's not just a Kabbalah. They actually sat down, wrote the shtar, all the details of the document. The lender admits that they had the deal, and still you have a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch versus the Shach, whether or not you have to go forward. And now he's stuck. That's a hard one. He gets out of it. How does he get out of it? He says, ulam. We look in the brackets. Ulai sham, in that case, the Shulchan Aruch, Mayri Shahaloba Einenu Ani. Zevi's rich. Ulobe Hamos and Zman Maruba. Remember, just to do chazara here. If Zevi's poor, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to lend him. No question, it's exactly the puzzle. If Zevi's rich, and it's just for a short time because Zevi's credit cards got broken, stolen, whatever it is, then it's also a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because he's a now de facto poor person, even though he's rich, right? Because he doesn't have no money right now. But if Zevi's rich and it's a long-term loan, there's no mitzvah. No mitzvah, and maybe not even the right thing to do because you won't be able to lend other people. Talk to Yisrael Schaefer over the period of time that he's giving it to this rich guy for a long period. So he says, maybe in that case in the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Zevi being a rich man and it's a long-term loan. And that's the document that he comes in with. And the Gemara and then the Poskim have a machlokes whether or not you have to honor that loan or not. But the Kuli Alma, when it's just a promise, you don't have to do it. You don't have to lend the money. Says the Chafetz Chaim at the end, maybe the Gemara and the Poskim are talking about in the Choshen Mishpat, only talking about me, Hilchus Shibud. Is there a real obligation halachically for Yonah to lend the money? But mitam neder, everybody agrees there's a neder there. The only reason why they're not discussing the neder aspect with Zevi holding up the shtar is because he can always ask Rabbi Bandler to get out of the Neder, but he can't get out of it. So the halacha was only talking the hilchus, lending money. Do you have to lend the money? The shibud start it. But it's not talking the hilchus Neder. That's the way he answers that. Bottom line is, it's clear that he's saying that the second you open up your mouth and promise someone a loan, the halacha is there is a neder. He never retracted that principle. The only time it may not be a neder is if he's a rich guy for a long period of time. Then there's no mitzvah. Or if it's an object, maybe there's no mitzvah miyuchedet to lend an object. But when you promise someone you're going to lend them money, and you don't, and you change your mind, you can have a big problem. We don't listen to Dara. Just think about it. Anytime you promise to do a mitzvah, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow night, Mrs. Jones, to help you clean up your thing for Pesach, whatever, and you don't show up, you just bevatel the nether, according to him. You promise that you were going to do something, a mitzvah, the learning, that's also the Shomarach. You promise you're going to do something in terms of your learning, you're going to do a daf a day or whatever it is, you don't do it, you drop it, you better have to go straight to do a taras nedarim and see if you can get out of it. That is the power of a person's kabbalah to do a mitzvah. It's not stam, I promise, I promise. When you promise you're going to do something and that thing is a tzedakah or a mitzvah, you have a serious yoke on your head. Let's just finish this halacha now. No matter what, if you, Yonah, the lender, knows shesamach daitola, that Zevi relied that on Yonah's word that he's going to get the money. He's going to lend him the money. So Zevi's a rich man. It's a short-term loan, long-term loan. Let's go for the worst-case scenario, where there's a very little mitzvah involved. Long-term loan and Zevi's rich, but Zevi relied. In all cases, even that one, when Zevi relied on Yonah, you better be careful. Be very careful, Yonah. This is a bad name to get. A person that is lacking in trust. You get the name, halachic name, of someone who's mechusre amana. Okay, so that's even if there's no neder per se. No real nether because he didn't promise a mitzvah because he's a rich guy and it's long term. Bechain, in Hifrish, if you separated money, or nadar b'fiv, you made a specific nether. I'm going to give this $5,000 for chesed. Asr lach zorbo. You cannot retract that statement. Be very careful, Rabosai. Hopefully that enough is Musa for today.
What happened on the way? The kids went there, that's when it was his man.